If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Medicine in America, hosted by Anthony Manson and Todd Harrington, shares the stories of physicians, other healthcare professionals, and industry leaders who are changing the way we deliver care. There's an episode that you should check out called Primary Care Reimagined with Subscription-Based Preventative Care Model. It's an inspiring call for a paradigm shift in primary care. All of their episodes highlight innovative ideas at the forefront of the movement to transform our healthcare system. Check out Medicine in America on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Dr. Tara, and this is Hopeful Hints, a podcast where you'll receive quick, hopeful hints on all things women's health and infertility. Here, you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace and empowerment as you walk through the next steps in your healthcare journey. Welcome to Hopeful Hints. I'm your host, Dr. Tara Bradner, and I am so excited for today's guest, a patient of mine that you're about to meet, Kristen Himmelsbach. She represents the 20-year-old females of America. Her story is going to blow your mind. It's going to be life-changing. She's a 25-year-old who recently became a manager at her job. And I am excited to share not only her whole health story and journey, but the last 1 year of her life and how 1 year of working on you can really shift so many things around you. So welcome to today's show, Kristen.
So excited.
So let's dive in. Share a little bit just about your health, maybe perhaps where you started as a teenager, what that looked like as you started college and things like that.
Yes. When I was a teenager, obviously, I was young and naive. I didn't really know about the background, the history of everything. I basically thought I was like a normal girl. And then getting into like college and, you know, you have like those changes in your life where it kind of causes like some things. You're like, oh, well, maybe. Be like, it's because I'm changing. So this is happening. And then, you know, once you kind of get like a little bit older and into the swing of things and things are still changing and they're still not great, then I'm kind of like, okay, something weird is happening and I might need to get that checked out. So thankful that I did.
Yes. Do you think other girls around you were going through similar things? High school, college? Did you ever talk about those things? What did that look like?
I think that a lot of people were probably going through it, but we're just so like young and we don't ask the questions that we need to at the time because we're not aware. We're not taught what is normal and what isn't normal at that age. And so I think that we kind of just brushed it under the rug like, oh, my body is developing and everything seems to be normal. And in reality, it's far from normal.
Yes. Let's dive into that a little bit. Tell me about like, what do you remember about when you got your period? What did that look like? And how did it look like in high school for you?
So when I got it, it was normal. I remember like the first couple times. And then I went through like a streak where I didn't really get it, which I was like, okay, kind of weird, but you know. And then obviously you go to the doctor and I was struggling with pretty bad hormonal acne at the time. So they put me on birth control and I'd been on the pill for probably like 4 years. And then they switched me over to the depot shot. And at that time I got my period for like 9 months straight. I had the worst acne I've ever had in my life. Went back in and kind of told them what was going on. I wanted to be taken off of it. So then they put me back onto the pill. And then I was on that for probably another like 3 or 4 years and then went off of it completely. And then kind of that's when everything really like hit the fan and started getting a little crazy.
That's putting it lightly, I would assume.
Yes.
Tell me about that transition from oral to depo. Other than acne, what else did you notice? Was there mood changes? Was there other symptoms that happened? Or and just when you were on oral birth control in general, what did you experience? Was it like amazing and fine and everything was great?
I think that the pill, it's like you take it and it's whatever. And I was always the person that would skip my like the last pill of the pack. And so I never would like even allow my body to get my period for years, which I know is probably not great to do, but I did it. And then just going on the shot, I noticed right away I spotted, would bleed for months. And it was like every single day I had weight gain, mood changes. And then just like the acne aspect was like my number one thing where I'm like, this has got to change because I was so insecure about it already. And then for it to get worse is just like the worst thing that could have happened.
Did they do anything for your acne or just kind of switch you back over to oral and say, carry on?
Yeah, so I was treating it also with my dermatologist. I was on a bunch of topical treatments and then like medications. So it would really fluctuate. Like it would clear up pretty good. And then I would wean myself off of these things. And then I would just like, you know, 6 months later, here I am with the worst hormonal acne again. So it was just, it's really frustrating because it's never just fully cured and like, oh, this is why it's happening. It was like, oh, here's a cover up for the next year for you to have clear skin. And then once you go off of it, like, there's that acne again, girl.
So did anyone at any point ever be like, oh, gee, you have hormonal acne. Why could this be happening? Let's look into things. What could be causing this?
No, not ever. I feel like every time I went in for any checkups with anything like female oriented, it was always just like the basic, like get in, get out, you get checked. How's this working for you? Are you liking your birth control still? Cool. Like on to the next. So it was always just kind of like overlooked, never like really like a deep dive into it at all.
Such a common story that I see all the time in my practice is just up the dose, change what it is. Let's not be like, oh, why is this happening? Maybe we can like prevent it or help tame it down in other ways if we figure out why it's happening. Okay, so we are at this timeline of your life where you're in college and you're back on oral birth control. How did that look like for you?
I mean, once again, I was doing that where I just wasn't taking my last pill. So I was never really getting my period. So I never knew like what my actual cycle like truly was. I've never really allowed myself to have like a normal period ever. Obviously, my acne was clearing up because I was back on the pill. So I was very happy about that. But after a while, I was just like, I'm tired of always having to do this. I'm tired of this being the treatment for everything. And I was kind of over it. And I took it upon myself to stop taking my birth control and kind of see what would happen. I'm happy I did that because then I really found out the true meaning of everything. But it was a rough patch for sure.
How long ago was that? And what happened? Like when you were just like, I'm done taking all of this. What are some symptoms and things that kind of came to surface? Was there something that inspired you to come off of it and just see, or like, I'm just going to take control of my body and like, I just want to see what happens. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, I think I just kind of got sick of it. I was like, I'm tired of always taking medication. Like I want something different. And I mean, at that moment, I obviously got my acne came back. I noticed my periods were all over the place. And I'm talking about like, I would get it every 2 weeks and it would be so heavy to the point where it was like debilitating. Just the cramps were unlike anything I've ever felt before. And yeah, I noticed weird things happening, but I'm like, oh, well, maybe this is just my body kind of adjusting to it because they don't tell you what happens after you go off your birth control. Like, of course, you can Google it and see a million different answers. But until like a healthcare provider is like, okay, this is normal. I always had like that question, like, is this how my body is supposed to be reacting or is it not?
Yes. Yes. I totally understand what you're talking about. All right. Let's dive into the last year of your life where you were like, all right, time to get things figured out here. When you started working with me, what did that look like? And some things that kind of we worked on right away.
I'm so happy that I found you. So thank you for everything. This is something that really is just so special to me that you did. Our first time we ever met, I was obviously going through some trauma and stuff. I was living in a different city. I was in like probably the lowest point of my life. And I shared that with you and because I wanted help and it was hard for me to reach out, but I felt so comfortable kind of like having you as my person and like my go-to like any question I had, like I wanted you to help me with, you basically told me that we need to get your mental health in check before we do anything else. And you were so right. Like, I can't even explain how much that means just to hear like somebody genuinely cares. And they're not just here to be like, oh, you have this and like move on. Like, no, let's start from the root of the problem. We need to get your mental health where it needs to be. And that is like the most important thing ever.
Absolutely. I think it's something like that. Kristen, there's a bear chasing you. And we cannot do anything until we tell the bear to stop and we stop the bear and then make you feel better. And so I am just so happy and honored I can be part of your journey, because it doesn't matter what we do. I know how important like acne is for you. That was something huge that we worked on too. And what we really used to gauge how we were doing with the root cause of everything was your acne. But I was like, I need your mental health to be a little bit more controlled, and we need to work on some things. And then, of course, I promise you, we're going to work on your acne and just.
Oh, yes.
It's one of those things that like we had, yes, a reset. So let's share more. Like, obviously, what are some other things that we, of course, medication, we did supplements, but what are some other cares that we kind of implemented and changes?
I mean, yeah, just like going off of the mental health thing, you obviously gave me the medication that has worked for me. You gave me really, really good resources. You recommended hypnotherapy to me, which is amazing. It, like, doing it, really, my life did a whole 180, just like my thoughts and how to cope with things. And like, not everything is the end of the world, and you're gonna get through it and it's gonna be okay. And just helping me find things like that is super important to me. Like, you know the resources and you're willing to share them with me so that my life can be a little bit better. It means so much.
I always say we need to build a healthcare team. That's a big part of what I do in my practice. Is I do not believe one person should be the sole be all end all to a person's care. Let's create a team for you. Like, and that team can shift and add and remove and look like different things depending where you're at in your life. And yes, if everybody knows, if they know me or they worked with me, I've probably recommended hypnotherapy. Shout out to Her World Hypnosis, Natalia. She's life-changing for myself. And a lot of the things, if not all the things that I recommend and do, I've done myself. I'm very open about my own journey and my health and everything. And it's like, if I have something that worked for me and I love, I'm going to share that with my patients, especially if I think it's for them. And so, yeah, I'm so happy you did that as part of your plan.
I know. Yeah,
so
it's
amazing. About how far into our, even your journey of last year, how many months do you think it kind of, what did the timeline look like? Everyone wants instant results. We know that you and I, when you work with me, we try to do things instantly, but some things take time. What does that kind of look like?
I think the first like month definitely was just getting me back on track, getting my mental health. And then obviously just moving me back to Bismarck too. That was like a huge thing that we were in the middle of doing. So just having me come back and get in a good headspace again. And then after that, just kind of like deep diving in, like, so this meeting we're going to like, and you always ask, like, tell me how this is going. What are your changes? How are you feeling? And I think that's important because like, yeah, you don't notice changes right away and not everything is overnight and instantaneous. But I think like just implementing small things at a time. And giving me the resources to help and for me to do things on my own, whether it's in like my personal life or like physical activity that I do, and just like helping me get on the right track with that, I think was probably our first couple months. And then, of course, you know, we have our check-ins, just kind of like, how are things? And yeah.
That's a perfect way to say, like, I'm always like, you're the captain of the ship. You get to pick how fast or slow we go. You get to decide what we do for this, this, and this. And I'm just here to help navigate and instruct you and make sure that we're not sinking a ship. So let's share a little bit more about where you're at today, what your life looks like, and what, you know, the last year of your life has kind of brought you to today.
I'm in a really, really good place. I am in probably the best like mental state I've been in the last couple years. Just getting my life back to normal, I think, is a really big thing. And then just not even like physically and mentally, or not even physically, but also mentally. But then I guess like on the physical side too, just like really going in and like treating all those issues that I had. Like, I was actually going to tell you today, I started my cycle today. This is my first normal month I've had where I've had a full like 28 days in between my cycle. So that is like a huge milestone. I know.
Huge milestone. I love this. Oh my gosh. I'm like, yeah, just find this out for the first time too.
You and me both. But yeah. And then I guess just like, obviously my acne is a really big thing just in like, you know, starting in the career that I am, like I'm supposed to help people feel good about their self and, you know, treat acne. And then for me to have it myself, it's like, it's a huge insecurity, but my skin is looking amazing. Like probably the best it's looked in the last like year and a half. Which is like also so exciting for me. It's like bittersweet.
Yay. Yay, it is. And this is just, you know, like I said, there's so many aspects of one's health that it takes to get to this point. And now we just do tune-ups and make sure we keep Kristen optimal. Make sure you still feel supported because life is life and things can just happen at random unexpected times. And those external factors do, in fact, impact our health too. And so you now have your healthcare team established. Let's talk about your three hopeful hints for others. What is hopeful hint number one?
Number one is if you are comfortable, share your story with others.
I love that. Yes.
Like a lot of people are probably in your same shoes and they are too scared to speak up or, you know, tell other people about it or even ask for help. And sometimes hearing that somebody else is there with you and they've been through the journey and they can help you out and give you what you need to make your life better, I think it's really important. And sometimes that's all it takes is just to hear someone else's story.
I love that. I'm huge on story sharing, even if it's to one person. And you never know. You just never know. That person literally might have walked through the exact same thing as you or know somebody.
Totally. I agree with that.
Hopeful hit number two.
Okay. Number two is to always be mindful of what you say around other people. I think that it is really important because you really don't know what somebody is going through. And I mean, you might think as yourself, if you've never been through something, it's an appropriate thing to say, but as someone on the receiving end, they might not agree. And it might be something that really did hurt their feelings. And they're probably going to think about it and stir on that for like the next week straight. And you don't even think you did anything wrong. So I think just always making sure that you're using the right approach when you're talking to people about certain stuff.
I love that. It's think before you speak. It's just as simple as that. Like, is this going to be an appropriate, is this a supportive comment or what? Is it literally, how are you doing? What kind of, like, don't project judgment, your thoughts, your opinions, your views onto other people. It just, even if it's something that you think is simple, like you said, or nothing, it really can be something huge to that person.
Totally. I definitely agree. And like, I've probably been on both sides of it and I don't even realize that I've even hurt someone else's feelings. And at the same time, like, I think that it's really important to be aware of what is appropriate to say to people too. Just the world is changing and, you know, some things that are okay that were all right to say 20 years ago are probably not okay to say now.
Absolutely. I love that. Hopeful hit number three.
Number three, important one, I think, is do not give up when it gets hard. I think that a lot of times when we don't see instant results, we're like so down about it and we revolve our whole life around it. But you can always just ask for help and have a really good like support team around you that kind of keeps you grounded and tells you like it's not the end of the world and there are good things coming.
Yes. And I always tell, you know, the rules. I'm like, please just give me 90 days. Like, give me 90 days. And there's many reasons why I say 90 days, but you know, we might be doing more, you know, close follow-ups in the beginning and really just trying to acknowledge that what you've been through and how hard it was to even get to that first appointment. But I absolutely love that. Do not give up.
Yes.
All right, Kristen, thank you so, so much for sharing. Is there any final words or anything else you'd like to share before we end?
You're amazing, and I hope everyone else knows that.
Oh, you're so sweet. I just feel so compelled. You have to go through things yourself, I think, sometimes to really see a need for a change and realize that healthcare we need to be doing better healthcare for women. And it's absolutely insane, the stuff I hear and see in my practice. And so I just am honored to walk beside you in your journey and everybody else's and be just a small piece of it. And just to know that I've had this type of impact on you. So thank you so much, Kristen, today for being here.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed today's show, please head over and hit subscribe or leave a review for Hopeful Hints and Infertility Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you back here next week, Tuesday.
If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Medicine in America, hosted by Anthony Manson and Todd Harrington, shares the stories of physicians, other healthcare professionals, and industry leaders who are changing the way we deliver care. There's an episode that you should check out called Primary Care Reimagined with Subscription-Based Preventative Care Model. It's an inspiring call for a paradigm shift in primary care. All of their episodes highlight innovative ideas at the forefront of the movement to transform our healthcare system. Check out Medicine in America on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.